arriving again in the space and allowing yourself to settle after packing and lunch and activity. Just come back home to the heart, home to the body, and rest in that awareness. Rest in presence. Sensing the breath in the body. You might even imagine breathing right into the heart. Sensing into the whole body, sit bones, where are the skeleton, aware of the body in a seated posture, right here, this moment. Letting the shoulders drop. You might even connect with Pat's instructions last night of having the strong back of equanimity to balance the soft front, the heart. See if you can find that sense of balance right here in the body. So this next practice is going to be a meditation on equanimity, upekkha, which has often been referred to as the doorway to liberation. Upekkha is the doorway to liberation. The teacher Joseph Goldstein says, one could argue that the whole path to enlightenment rests on the maturing of this powerful, beautiful factor. To quote the suttas again, the Buddha describes equanimity, the equanimous mind, as abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will. The Dalai Lama has called it immeasurable impartiality. Immeasurable impartiality. The Thai Buddhist monk Ajahn Jumian wrote these words as a way of teaching. When people say, Ajahn, let's go for a beautiful walk. Fine, I'll go. If they don't ask, that's fine too. I don't expect a walk to be any more satisfying than sitting alone. It would be too hot or windy out there. If people bring me delicious food, great. If they don't, great, I need to diet anyway. If I'm feeling good, that's okay. If I'm sick, that's okay too. It's a great excuse to lie down. So again, the idea is this is it. Words of Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh, this is it. This is the way it is right now. Remembering that our suffering, our dukkha, our disappointment, frustration, stress, comes from wanting things to be different than they actually are, including worrying or being fearful that things won't go the way we want them to, or being disappointed that things aren't the way we want them, worrying or being fearful that we won't get something that we want, or being disappointed that we don't have what we want, worrying or being afraid that something won't ever change, and worrying or fearing that something will change. So in our own lives, we can practice with Ajahn's phrasing, starting with small fears or frustrations, disappointments, our small experiences of dukkha. By training our minds with these relatively small fears or frustrations, disappointments, we're going to be better able then to respond with a more evenness of temper and peaceful heart when we're faced with something that truly affects our lives. Before we start, I want to remind you that letting be, what you cannot change, is not to be confused with indifference to your life as it is. As Pat mentioned last night, a sense of indifference about your life as it is carries a kind of aversion to it. And this can include a tendency to shut down or suppress or cover over, instead of opening the heart to what's right here, right now. So throughout this meditation, I really want to encourage you also to keep an emphasis on nurturing a sense of okayness or nothing wrong with yourself. Since we're really all made of Buddha nature, and we really truly are all okay just as we are. Just as we are. Underneath all the clouds of our beliefs and perceptions, the brilliant sun of our being is always shining. It's always shining and clear and awake. So as you're ready, I'm going to begin by inviting you to think about some kind of newness or change that causes you some slight stress, worry, frustration. Really nothing major. Maybe fear of new surroundings, entering a new place, or fearing that the weather might not be how we want it, outside or in. Fear of not being somewhere on time, not doing something right. Maybe fear of talking to someone new or someone we've just met. So really allow yourself to feel that. What's that slight fear feel like? Pick one thing that causes you kind of habitually some slight fear. And then recalling Ajahn's words, you might say to yourself something like, if this small thing that I fear or am frustrated about transpires the way I want or would like it to, that would be great. If it doesn't, that will really be okay too, because either way, I am and I will be okay. If this small thing that I fear or am frustrated about transpires the way I want or would like it to, bless you, that would be great. If it doesn't, that will really be okay too. Because either way, I am and I will be okay. Noticing without any judgment what happens in the mind, heart, and body as you silently say those words. Either way, I am and I will be okay. If there's resistance arising, you might spend some time reflecting on how your life will inevitably be a mixture of pleasant and unpleasant experiences. The things very often transpire in ways that are unwelcome and unpleasant, and that resistance only increases your suffering by adding the unpleasantness of resistance to an already unpleasant experience. So think of that small fear and try again. If this thing that I fear and frustrated about transpires the way I want or would like it to, that would be great. If it doesn't, that will really be okay too. Because either way, I am and I will be okay. See if you can really lean into or imagine even the sense of just being okay. And as you're ready, now I'm going to invite you to recall something you really want in your life right now, and maybe are fearful that you won't ever get. Remembering that your wanting or longing is in no way wrong. What do you really want in your life right now and are fearful that you might not ever get? And really see if you can let the wanting be as full as it wants. Really see it and feel it. See how much you long for this thing in your heart. As always, you can always place a hand on the heart. Get in touch with that. Your choice. And then again, with as much kindness as you can, as much kindness as you can, using the phrasing again, you might say something to yourself like, if I am able to obtain this thing that I really want, that would be great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too, because either way, I am and I really will be okay. If I am able to obtain this thing that I really want, that would be amazing and great. If I cannot or am unable, that will really be okay too. Because either way, I am and I will be okay. Remembering to hold whatever resistance or aversion that might be arising with as much kindness and compassion as you can muster, holding the actual resistance or the wanting with kindness, till you're ready to try on the phrasing again. And again, remembering the wanting is in no way wrong. It's simply our attachment to the outcome that is so often the cause of our suffering. Either way, I am, and I really will be okay. If you find that you're experiencing a lot of resistance, you might try practicing with the assumption of safety by reminding yourself that worry and fear are both simply arising and passing emotions, and the stressful stories that accompany them, which are likely untrue, can also arise and pass. Either way, I am and I will be okay. Painful feelings or thoughts are present. See if you can allow yourself to just let them be rather than trying to let them go. And again, hold yourself with kindness and compassion for having these feelings. You might notice, okay, desire is present, or resentment or self-blame is present. Allowing these emotions to be without judging them as wrong, pushing them away, trying to change them, cover them over. Allowing yourself to hold these feelings themselves, which is with as much kindness as you can. And then when you're ready, try on the phrasing again. Imagine what that might feel like to really let go. Let go. And know that either way, I am and I will be okay. Now I'm going to invite you to actually let that contemplation go for a moment. I'm going to invite you into another contemplation, which is to begin to think of someone or some situation in your life that you are afraid won't ever change. Some situation or maybe someone in your life that you're afraid won't ever change. Just really sense into that, your sense of longing for that, or your fear of that. This won't ever change. Then you might silently again say to yourself something like, if this person or situation in my life or the world changes, that would be wonderful. If this person or situation in my life or the world doesn't change, I can accept that and learn how to best relate and respond. Either way, I am and I will be okay. If this person or situation in my life or the world changes, that would be wonderful. If this person or situation in my life or the world doesn't change, I can learn to accept that and learn how to best relate and respond. Either way, I am and I will be okay. Remembering again that your worry and fear are simply arising and passing emotions, as are the stressful stories that accompany them. They can also arise and pass. Like Pat said last night, we just don't know. So you might remind yourself that neither the emotions nor the stories have any connection at all to whether or not the subject of your worry and fear will ever come to pass. Remembering to hold whatever aversion or pain arises with kindness. If this person or situation in my life and the world changes, that would be wonderful. If this person or situation in my life or the world doesn't change, I can accept that and learn how to best relate and respond. Either way, I am and I will be okay. As you're ready, now I'm going to invite you to let that contemplation go. And I ask you to contemplate one more thing. I want to invite you to think of someone or some situation that you're fearful will change. What is a situation or a person you're afraid will change? Let yourself again sense into the fear you've been carrying around about this. Let yourself see it and feel it. Noticing how this fear affects you, the quality of your heart, mind. And again, you might silently hear the words, if this person or situation in my life or the world doesn't change, how would be wonderful. If this person or situation in my life or the world does change, I am willing to accept that and learn how to best relate and respond. Either way, I am and I will be okay. I am and I will be okay. See if you can just imagine that sense of equanimity. Either way. Again, reminding yourself that neither the emotions nor the stories, again, have any connection to whether or not the subject of your worry or fear will ever come to pass. It might also be helpful to recall Mark Twain's famous words, I've lived a long life and seen a lot of hard times, most of which never happened. If this person or situation in my life in the world doesn't change, that would be great. If this person or situation in my life or the world does change, I'm willing to accept that and learn how to best relate and respond. Either way, I am and I will be okay. And finally, I'm going to invite you to let go of all your thoughts around wanting and aversion, and allow yourself to focus on the feeling of equanimity itself. Can you allow yourself to rest in the brilliant sun of your being, again, which is always bright and shining and clear, beneath the clouds of all your wanting and not wanting, all of your stories and beliefs? Resting in that sense of either way, I am and I will be okay. Allowing yourself to sense and imagine that this is true. Imagine what that would feel like in the body, the heart, and the mind. The Indian philosopher Krishnamurti tells us, when the mind is still, tranquil, not seeking an answer or solution, neither resisting or avoiding, it is only then that there can be a regeneration, because then the mind is capable of perceiving what is true. And it is the truth that liberates, not our effort to be free. It is the truth that liberates, not our effort to be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.